book of 1 Kings, chapter 19. And I got a little bit of reading tonight, so just bear with me. We're going to start in verse 19. And I just hope maybe this is somebody here tonight. Amen. We all have something out of the Word we can get something from. And I know me and Joe like to joke around after the message over with and say, boy, so-and-so was here, and that'll be directed for them. But all the while, that was for me, that was for you. Amen, that was for everybody in here tonight. Church, I want to know, amen, that I've done everything I can, and I gave it 100%, gave it all for the Lord. And I don't want to leave no stones unturned. I don't want to leave no shoelaces untied. I want to make sure my I's are dotted, amen, my T's are crossed today. Amen. We better be ready to meet the Lord. Amen. It's a very important day to remember. 1 Kings chapter 19. We're going to start with verse 1. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done. And with all he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah saying, so let the gods do to me and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life and came to Beersheba, which belonged to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey to the wilderness. He came and sat down under a juniper tree and requested for himself that he might die, and said, it is enough now, Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers. And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, there an angel touched him and said to him, arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals, and the cruse of water at his head. He did eat and drink, and laid him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time, and touched him, and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. And he arose and did eat and drink, and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights, and to Horeb, the mount of God. I'm going to stop right there for a second. I'm going to continue reading. It's like us Christians sometimes to get down and out of. It's like us Christians sometimes just about to give up on God. Amen. It's the Lord, take me out. Elijah's the Lord. Right. I've done all I can do. Enough's enough. I can't take any more. They're going to kill me. My life is over. Take me out of here. Amen. As Christians today, we need to be on fire for God. Amen. We need to be staying working in the gospel fields. Amen. As they always say, keep two hands on the plow and keep moving. Amen. Church, the life is too short for us just to give up on God and just say, Lord, I've done all I can do. I've done all I can say. Amen. If you're alive and you still have breath to come out of your body, there's work that needs to be done today. Amen. Amen. The word needs to be preached. The song needs to be sung. The prayer needs to be prayed. Amen. That can lead the lost to Christ. Amen. Church, I made a vow when God saved me that if He was to save me and clean this life up, I will use the last breath of my body to work for healing. Amen. Church, and that's what we need to attend to. Amen, church, if we call ourselves Christians today, amen, there's work that needs to be done. Amen, we need to keep moving. Don't be pounding, don't be whining, because life gets too hard for us. Amen, our valleys get too deep, the ditches get too deep. Amen, pick up a shovel, keep digging, brother. Amen, because one day we're going to reach the top. Amen, church, the devil can only keep you down so long. Amen, then God intercedes and takes right over. Amen. Amen. Elijah said, Lord, I can't take enough. I've had all I can do. Take me out of this life. An angel came along and said, get up, boy. You got more work to do. Amen. The journey's too long. Arise and eat.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Listen to this. And the Bible says in verse 9, he came thither into a cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him. And he said to him, what dost thou hear, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword, and I, even I, only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And he said, listen to this, church. And the Bible says, he said, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord, and behold, the Lord passed by. Amen, church. And a great strong wind rent the mountains and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. And it was so when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out, stood in the entering of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, what dost thou hear, Elijah? I'm going to stop right there. Amen, church. I tell you, Elijah, amen, was in this cave. He awoke. Amen, did exactly what the Lord told him to do. And the Lord passed by. Amen. Amen. help you. Amen. Amen. Can give you the strength you need to lift your spirit. Amen. Amen. We got revival coming up in October. Amen. That revival, all it takes is a still small voice. Amen. It don't take a preacher yelling at you. Amen. It takes a one-on-one relationship with God. Amen. A serious relationship with God. Amen. And that's where revival begins. And brother, it happens right here with you. Amen. It happens right here with me. Amen. And once revival kicks off, praise God tonight. And once revival kicks off, amen, we can carry that through our hearts. We can leave this building and go into the street. And the Bible says to go into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in. Amen. We can take revival far beyond the walls. Amen. We can take revival far beyond the walls of our cars or vehicles. Amen, church. Amen. God is in your heart. That still small voice can take you miles and miles. Oh, praise God. Elijah about giving up on hope. Elijah about to give up on his life. He said, Lord, take me out of here. I can't take any more. An angel came and said, arise and eat. And you got a journey ahead of you. Amen. Church, you can say, I can't take any more. I've had all I can take. Yeah. And the angel of the Lord comes to you and said, Brother Eric, arise and go. Amen. Yeah. The journey is too long for you. Hey, you got work to do. Amen. You got messages to preach. Hey, you got songs to sing. Amen. You got work to be done. Amen. And that still small voice. Amen. That Elijah heard standing on that cave, on that ledge. Amen. It's enough to wake the whole nine world today. Amen, church. Amen. It takes more sometimes than a radio show to do it. Amen. But let me tell you something. Amen. Through the radio program, and through singings and through revivals, amen. Through messages preached, that still small voice that speaks to you. Amen, church. Can save the lost and dying world. Amen. Amen. From a devil's hell tonight. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. People, I tell you today, amen, they're looking for a big bang to happen. Amen, church. I get to talking to people that don't believe in God. Amen, I get to talking to people that don't believe in the Word of God. Amen, if you was to mention the Word Jesus to them, they wouldn't have a clue you're talking about. Amen, we've had an incident this week. Amen, we named our little man Malachi. Amen, that comes straight out of the Word of God. Amen, we've had people come up. Who would name their kid Malachi? Who would give them that name? Brothers, you can tell right then they never read the book. God. Amen. The Word of God's never touched their household. Amen. It's never entered their hands. And they've never stepped foot in the church building. Amen, church. We need to be opening these books. Amen. We need to be reading God's Word. Let this still small voice lead our life. Amen. Let God intercede our homes. Let God intercede our church houses. Let God intercede our marriages. Let God intercede our jobs. Amen, church. God can do the work. Amen. We got to do something too. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, boy. Amen. I love how God said before he told him to go on the mountain, he said, Elijah, why doest thou here? Yeah. Amen. Elijah still sat there, I'm sure, like a knot on a log. Amen. And God said, I'll tell you what. You're not going to listen to me here. Go stand on the cave up there. Yeah. Amen. You get up there and you wait. Amen. And all that earthquake happened and the wind and the fire. Amen. But God was not in none of that. But a still small voice when God passed by. Amen. Then he said, Elijah, why doest thou here?
Yeah.
Praise God, church. Amen. God is speaking to you today. He said, Joe. He says, Eric. He says, Jerry.
Amen.
He says, whoever you're here, why doest thou here?
Yeah,
hey, I've got work for you to do. Amen, church.
Hey,
and we better get on it. Amen. We got work to do in the gospel fields tonight.
Yeah.
Amen. We got work to do in the church. We got work to do at home. And we got work to do everywhere as long as we have breath in our bodies.
That's right.
Amen. God says, hey, Caleb, why doest thou here? You got work to do. Get with it. Amen. That's what the angel of the Lord said to Elijah that night, or that day, whatever it was. Elijah about giving up on hope. Amen. He had a battle with Jezebel. Jezebel was after his head, I'm sure.
Yeah.
She wanted to see nothing but death for Elijah.
Yeah.
Amen. Elijah rattled some cages, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, preachers today. Amen. Let me tell you something. You will rattle some cages. Yes, sir.
Amen.
You'll make somebody mad.
Amen.
Amen. You'll have somebody stomp out of here like a mad man or woman.
Yeah.
Amen. They never may ever step foot in the church doors. But guess what? Amen. That mad word that you preach, that seed that you plant in their hearts.
Yeah.
Amen. They can be mad at you and kick you out of their lives.
Yeah.
Amen. But they can't kick you and that voice out of their hearts.
Yeah.
Amen. That word that was preached.
Yeah.
Amen. Will stick with them for the rest of their life.
Right.
Amen. Because conviction will verse here. I'll flip over here and flip back to Elijah chapter 18. It says, Elijah came to all the people and said, how long shall you be between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if it be Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Boy, he made some people mad. Left them speechless that day. He said, you need to make up your mind. Who are you going to serve? Are you going to serve God or Baal? But you need to quit traveling that old fence that people like to travel every day. Amen. To make up your mind. Amen. To stick with it. Amen. Church, my mind is focused on God. Amen. I've got a cross on my back and I'm following him. Amen. Church, Bible says, pick up your cross and follow me. Amen. Jesus is the way.
Amen.
Jesus is the truth and life. Amen. Nobody comes to the Father but by him. Church, if you're going to heaven today, amen, my advice to you, amen, is to follow by the word of God.
Amen.
And doing everything it says to do. And even then, amen, it's still going to be hard getting in.
Right.
Uh-huh. Amen, but I'm going to go by the way of the cross.
Amen.
Amen, the only way to get there.
Yeah.
Amen, church, I tell you, I'm not going to be a popular person being a preacher.
Right.
Amen, being a singer. Amen, being a Sunday school teacher. Amen, Brother David, being a trustee. Amen, ain't the glamorous jobs in the world. And you'll make some people mad. There's people right now on Capitol Hill who love to rip you apart. Amen, because God is not welcome in this nation anymore. God is not welcome in this state, for that matter, anymore. Amen, I watched the news a couple weeks ago last week. Amen, where they put up the Ten Commandments outside this municipal building. Amen, and an atheist group came up. Amen, because they wanted separation of church and state. And they ran the car right through the Ten Commandments. No respect for God anymore. Amen. Amen. Church, my Ten Commandments used to hang proudly.
Amen.
Amen. On the house wall.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
On the courthouse wall.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Now you can't barely hang with a church without somebody turning down. Amen. The devil has made a home in this whole world.
Yeah.
Amen. Church, it is time. Amen. For the world to start listening to that still small voice that Elijah heard.
Amen.
Let's get busy for God.
Amen.
Amen. Church. I'm tired of seeing God being kicked out of every place we go. I'm tired of being afraid to say prayer in the middle of everywhere. Amen. I'm tired, amen, of being afraid to lift your hand in the church building anymore. Amen. I'm tired of it, church. I'm ready for the Lord to come back and get us.
Amen.
But until then, the Bible says there's plenty of work to be done, but the laborers are few. Amen. We need somebody that's willing to pick up a shovel. Amen. And get their hands dirty. Amen. And ain't afraid to get the dirt on their clothes. Amen for the Lord today. Amen. Elijah about giving up on hope and giving up on God. He said, Lord, I don't want to do this anymore. Take me out of here. I'm done. And the angel said, you get up. Amen. You get up from there. Amen. Turn that frown upside down, brother. You got work to do. Amen. You get up on that cave. The Lord's going to pass by. And he did just that. But a still small voice. Amen. Turn that man around. Amen. Oh boy, I like the boldness of Elijah, I like the boldness of Paul. Amen, I like the boldness of Moses, amen, and Abraham, people that wasn't afraid to make people mad. Amen, the boldness of Stephen being stoned to death. Amen, he was preaching against sin all the way up to the time they took the last stone to him. Amen, he fell asleep and went to be with the Lord.
Amen,
he preached it all the way down to the last buried second. Well, there's a lot of preachers out there today, buddy. Amen. They're pastoring a church, making a big amount of money.
Yeah.
Amen. You sit there and say, now you make them people happy, or we're going to take your $100,000 away.
Yeah.
Amen. Church, boy, they'll make them congregation the happiest people in the world.
Yeah.
Amen. You better not take this paycheck away. You better not take that car away. Amen. I'll say whatever you need me to say.
Amen.
Amen. As long as you don't take the things that matter most, which is earthly things, material things.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. I'll tell you a story about a church. Amen. They had a big old church, and they got this new pastor in. Amen. They brought this new pastor in his first Sunday. The deacons pulled him off to the side, and they started telling everybody, telling him about different people. They come to this one man. They said, you see that man right there? Preacher said, yeah, I do. I see him. He said, that man puts so much money in our church. But the problem is, he has a beer brewing company. Amen. He's a big contributor to the church, but he brews a lot of beer now and pays for that. Don't you say anything about drinking in your messages. And this is the truth, church. Oh, don't you preach me anything about drinking. Because if you run him out, that's it for you. Amen. That preacher told him, brother, you got the wrong man.
Amen.
Because I'm going to preach sin is sin.
Amen.
It is what it is, black or white, red or blue.
Yeah.
Amen. Church, he was trying to preach and he walked out the building.
Yeah.
Amen. The churches these days, get preachers come in.
Yeah.
Amen. You stay off that man right right there. Yes, sir. Whatever you want me to do. Yeah. You pay me, but I'll do what you want to do.
Yeah, right.
Hey, man, church, we need to have the boldness of Elijah and keep going. Even though we get tired, even though our bodies ache, even though sometimes we feel like we don't feel like going to church, even though we don't feel like lifting an extra load for somebody else that's in need, amen, even though we don't feel like going to visit our neighbor or brother, amen, church, we need to pucker up, buttercup, and get going, amen.
Yeah.
Amen, that's the way it is. And we need to get out there and blaze the trails for God. Amen, church, because He's relying on us to do some of the work too. I know God said He'd be with us to the end. I know God said He would never leave us and forsake us. But also know God said you got to work.
Right.
Amen. You got to work to get there.
Amen.
It ain't a free ride. My son died for you. Yes, sir, he did. Amen. But he expects us to do something in return.
Right, brother.
Amen. Praise God anyways. Amen. Elijah, amen. Even though he was down, even though he seemed like he was out, amen, and people give up on him, he was ready to leave this old walk of life.
Yeah.
Amen. But he said, I'll do it. I'll do it. He said, go on up there. He said, Elijah, what I do is here. Church, he may be speaking to you tonight. He may be saying, you sitting there, what I do is here. Why are you just sitting around? Your journey is long. You got work to do. Church, you may not last another day. I don't know. You may last another 100 years. Amen. But I believe he wants us to work out 365 days a year.
Amen.
I believe he expects you to work out 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 60 minutes an hour. Amen. Church, I'm telling you what, God doesn't play games. Amen. With you. It's very serious today. Amen. The loss is very serious business, church. Amen. Church, I'm telling you, amen, you don't get no extra bonus. Amen. You don't get side pay for leaving the loss of Christ. Amen. But it's just extra for you to go in. And say, Lord, I know what you asked me to do. Amen. And here's what I'm bringing with me.
Amen.
Praise God today, church. Hey, we need to get busy for the Lord.
Right.
Yeah. That still small voice. We don't have to have a big bang happen here at this church.
Right. Amen.
Amen. But God can move with a still small voice.
Yeah.
Amen. It wasn't in the wind, wasn't in the earthquake, wasn't in the fire, but a still small voice.
Yeah.
God passed by. Amen. Elijah. Amen. I believe that woke him up.
Yeah.
I truly believe that. I don't know if he heard the angel the first time, because I believe he said, why do you sit here? I believe he just sat there. Then I believe, because then he said, go stand on that cave, go stand on that ledge. Then God passed by. Amen, church. I believe the same thing with Moses. Didn't happen to Moses, too. Moses saw God's hind parts. Amen. Didn't see nothing else. Amen. God passed by him. God passed by Elijah. Amen. God's passed by today.
Amen.
He passed by you.
Amen.
He's passed by you.
Amen.
He's telling you, we got work to do.
Amen.
I'm looking forward to revival. Amen.
Amen.
I've been waiting for Jerry to call me. Amen. Amen. Ever since he talked about revival, Lord, I'm planning. I hope I'm ready for revival. So we just planned already. Amen. But he finally called. Amen. And I was ready to come and glue revival time. Amen.
Lord,
the church needs it today. Amen. We need it now more than ever.
Amen.
We need God to come in here and shake this place. Amen. Just like He went and Paul and Silas were locked up in that jail. I believe God went to that prison and shook the walls of the prison. Amen. We need a ground shaking here. Amen. I'm going to ask you to stand so make it a song. Amen, church. Boy, today we need a spirit shaking. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That mighty wind is rushing by. Amen. That mighty fire. Amen. That earthquake.
Amen.
Hey, ignore all that. Still small voice is all you need to pay attention to. God is moving today.
Amen.
Amen, church. If you have a need, amen, you may say, Caleb, I want to get prepared for revival.
Amen.
Boys, we need to get the sin out of our hearts. You get out of our lives. You know, I was reading some more scripture. I'm sorry, Dale. I'll get to here in a second. Amen. He talks about the Jesus coming and healing all these people. Amen. Healing the cripple. Amen. He said, today your sins are forgiven. Arise. Take up that bed and walk. Once you got the sin out of the way, amen, then you can walk. Amen, church. Those sins will cripple you today. Amen. Cripple you from doing things that God wants you to do. Amen. Get the sin out of your life. And He will say, arise and walk.
Amen.
Let's get busy for God. Amen.
Lord.
As we've seen today, if you have a need, please come.